to Occultist Anonymous and our Mage Chronicle Into the West. Yeah, okay, I'm good with that order. I think I actually nailed it for once. As always, thank you to our supporters, our friends, our patrons who follow along and support us monetarily. Thank you to 1D4Con, James, Adele, Alys, Aiden, Alexander, Alstrid, Bernie, Chris, Doc, Emil, Jeff, George, I'm Lonely, I'm Dad, Cat Feathers, Klaus, Milo V3, Moku, Mozart D Minor, Nexus, Nick, Other Guy, Perry, Fug, Polkadot, Hubris, Puppeteer, Riafio, Shexar, Starfish, Terran, The Nowhere King, This Is Hype, Thomas, Tom, Verhex, Vortex, and Zoltan. Thank you all so much for your support. When we last left our coven, there was a smackdown on one poor unfortunate seer who thought they had a leg up, and to be fair, they kind of went down swinging one way or another. Apollyon got Apollyon got destroyed. The mage that remained behind placed gently into the hands of the Pentacle, who were very confused and unsure of what was going on. And I'm pretty sure you guys kind of dropped off Father Gabriel without much context or information other than this guy has had a life-changing event and needs some help and shelter, and refused to elaborate, as is the...
He has seen the error of his ways.
Very good way to put it. Yeah, though, probably...
Did he see the error of his ways, or did you, like...
obliterate the errors his past?
I said, behold the error of your ways.
Saw them all and watched it all go away. So while Apollyon was left without a shadow name or a lot of memories, the coven, now at least in the supernal realms, is, you know, absolved of the missing Sister Natalia. And Legba now holds a connection to Isabel's father. And that's literally where we left off.
Legba's also triumphant.
Also
is a triumphant condition.
Nice.
That's going to be a good time.
So are we heading out right now?
I mean, there's no stopping Isabel.
Especially, like, you just watched Legba just lay the smackdown on a seer. I wouldn't be surprised if Petrichor is like, all right, I'm hyped up, I'm all warmed up, and I don't have a target to punch yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's definitely got that, she got that Stormlight sort of thing where she's driven to movement. Ooh. I think the more that she gets more in tune with the storm, like, the more that she is, like, especially in her shadow name, like, driven to, like, be impulsive and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't want to discourage that, but given that we don't really know what we're getting into, perhaps it might be prudent to do a little investigation before we kick in the proverbial door.
Yes, we will shake the chains. But we needn't fear consequence.
It's not just gonna, I don't know. I think there's something to be said that someone serving the father would try to be at least slightly a good one in their own eyes. And murdering their daughter for the first time, or after seeing her for the first time in 20 years is, not very good fatherly figures, actions, as far as I understand.
I expect a lecture more than immediate violence.
Do you think he has affection for you?
No. But I think the connection will startle him.
That came out a lot meaner than I thought. Yeah.
You think your daddy cares about you?
Dude, imagine he actually has affection.
It just rolls right off Isabel. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Like, this man is her father. He did not raise her.
Yep. And to be fair,
I feel like Helena would not even realize how rude that was.
Fair. There's the tactical question, right?
Yeah. So it's just the two of them talking and everyone else going, oh my God.
Well, and it's also, it's Isabel's father, right? It's not Petrichor's father, yeah, right? So there is a bit of that separation.
I think she is intending to go as Isabel, though.
That's fair. With Theo saying, hey, do we want to do some investigation first? Catherine, mm-hmm, still holding tight to her tome, kind of steps forward and says, I'm probably not, I know I'm probably welcome to go, but I'm probably not the person to go, but I can send you on your way with, you know, my blessing if you go now. And she's like, you can see there's like this like sheepish look over to Theo of like, I know you just said like we should do some investigation, but they're all gonna go, so I'm a help them and be like, sorry, well, we'll talk about this later, honey. And
Magma says, join us in the victory lap.
She shake, yeah. Helena is shaking her head dramatically. And yeah, Catherine shakes her head. And as her shadow name is kind of coming more and more to the fore of this very supportive seer and, you know, well, not seer, but, you know, somebody who, yep, looks forward and stuff like that. She reaches out, touching each of you one by one, and casts the Rear the Seer classic, Fools Rush In.
All right.
Yep. Okay.
How are we doing? We're not shaking the chains, no scrying? Okay.
Yep.
Do we think I should take Vesnik with us?
Do you want to take your clanky automaton? I mean, I don't care, but...
I mean, we're going...
Are we going to talk, or are we anticipating... Fisticuffs.
We're going to talk.
Okay.
The plan is to talk. The possibility of beating down Isabel's dad is still there, though. Yeah.
Challenge Duelo immediately.
Look, and,
go ahead.
I appreciate you all willing to do this with me. I am trying to be a good part of the coven and think through at least a little bit, because I think there are many versions of me that would just have gone myself. So.
We are stronger together.
Mm-hmm. And also, for everybody's record, that is two dice rolls that get plus two, including on your spell casting.
Cool.
Catherine had to spend a lot of mana to handle the overreach there. That's like,
she has NPC stats. She can just have the mana.
Oh yeah, I mean, she hasn't spent it, and her sanctum, so her sanctum's right in the hollow.
Yeah,
it'll work out.
Yeah,
bathing all that tass.
So yeah, she, you know, goes through, blesses each of you, and it's all just like, I think for her, it's just a good luck, little pat on the shoulder, good luck. And then comes back around to Theo and kind of looks at you and be like, are you good? Okay. And then kind of steps back and, because she knows you guys will probably just disappear out of thin air, and says, I'll go sit with Jules and we'll worry. So hurry back.
Theo's going to walk away a little bit to have a quiet word with.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you should be in the house and just, in case this goes bad, be in a place of strength.
True. I'll go get Jules and the girls and we'll come down to the house. So she heads that way, I guess, probably even telepathically, letting Jules know, hey, we're going to go have a sleepover at our house.
Yeah, I was about to say, got to keep everybody on the line. Mm-hmm. This is a whole FaceTime yourself while you're walking down the street in the dark situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saying, first time your friends, I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Isabel lets Petrichor kind of fade away to get ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
And then absolutely blasts Jules with everything she's going to do to him when she gets back.
Over the party line?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Not over the party line. No, private line. Mm-hmm. Thank you. She's got class.
Oh, jeez. I don't think that's even anatomically possible.
I'm a theorist. I got life, baby. I will make it possible. All right,
we are going to move on very quickly here. Jules's only response is, good luck to you when you get home.
What's the parrot for?
If you have to ask,
yeah, you can't afford it. We'll tell you when you're older, Craig. Any other? Again, Fool's Rush In does allow a little wiggle room here, but not all but too
mostly
much.
We're just going.
Yeah.
One thing I remember about my father's house. Growing up, not saying that this will be the same place, almost certainly not. But the one thing about it is that he had his own study that he was diligent in keeping to himself.
Ah.
If your transportation of us can allow for a large enough area to not go, you know, directly into his bedroom, we can look around and see if there is a possible way into the study.
Hmm.
And
thanks.
And I will tell. You have a connection to a man. Not a place.
The lake.
If you have a big enough area around it, then you can transfer there.
That's what I was about to say. So what Legba does, he thinks in response and very quickly performs or reaches a decision as an experienced mage and is going to perform an improvised spell. This is space and, or maybe it's actually a combined spell. It's got to be combined. I think it's got to be combined. But before he casts a spell, he's going to cast an improvised spell of space and mind. And this is a knowing spell based on the connection to determine where this person thinks they are.
Interesting. I like the idea.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that actually has to be sympathetic range to
okay, them. Fair enough.
So you will be casting on.
No, I didn't want to do that.
Yeah.
We'll do something with that. That's unnecessary. Because what he's trying to do is avoid scrying to look.
Right.
He's trying to get basically a downgraded version of a scry. Yeah. Where would the scry go? Maybe that's a better way to put it. Instead of mind thinking about what that person is, where would a scry go? If he were to scry with that connection. What's the dimensions? It'd be a knowing spell. If he were to scry, what are the dimensions of the space he would teleport into? He would scry into. Yeah, there we go.
Okay, I like that.
like a sonar ping.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of the shape of the space. It's obviously with space, you probably have the actual literal dimensions, but it's going to be like, it's like a large ballroom.
Cool. Great. Okay. Awesome. Fantastic. I like, but of course, relay that in his literal way with space, right? These dimensions.
These dimensions, this shape. Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
At this point, it's probably some kind of, he has a version of a wireframe and how he thinks of things with the outward and inward eye on at this point so much.
Architectural sketches, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Something, you know, how he thinks of these things would be how he shares it with everybody in an image.
Just like the idea of having, like, drafting vision.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
I dig it.
All right, cool. And then he would ask, are we ready?
Yep. Ready or not, here we come.
Yeah, and I love just the perfect timing, of course, is Theo saying that. And then you teleport to that space. I will go ahead and tell you that. Like,
wait, can I ask a question? So I was thinking about this ahead of time. I forgot to bring this up before we started rolling. Mexico City, is it east or west of where we are precisely right now?
Good question. Maps.google. I believe it is east.
I think it's east, but I want to make sure.
Because it's close to the coast, yeah, and we're here.
Closer, yeah. But it's easy for me to mistakenly think that as Mexico curves into the Yucatan Peninsula, it's like
that it goes more further curved over.
Than actually. Yeah. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, no, it is very clearly east. So
okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yep.
You can understand the reason why I'd ask that question.
Yep.
Yeah.
Perfect.
So yes, heading that direction, not a problem.
Cool.
I will go ahead, and again, I'm not going to have you roll just because I know this is doable. But there is no clash. But there is, like, you know, that first. Well, actually, I guess I should ask: does Legba go ahead and put potency into the teleport to push past any wards and signs kind of stuff, or does he fire off like the, you know, base level spell first? Because you already have to put a little bit in because of sympathetic range.
Well, when you gate crash, right, the whole point is to go in and push past all resistance. So this is not a timid attempt.
Okay, yeah. Cool. That, because I was like, wait, actually, that's probably not how Legba. Yeah, I was going to say there is some resistance and you have to try a second time, but no. Go ahead and just spend the I guess it would be one mana for a sympathetic range spell. Yep. But otherwise, yeah, you just kind of work up, have your various yantra on hand, and gate crash is a wonderful way to say that, and just kick down the door into a large area. I will ask Ralph, do you guys Power Rangers in a little tight squad or a little bit more spread out in that ballroom space?
Let's see. I think that
I think Isabel would suggest spread out.
What do you say?
I think Isabel would suggest spread out.
Sure, that makes sense to me. I think what would happen is we would teleport in. And because Legba wasn't able to scry ahead of time to decide where he's going to teleport people, there would then be an instantaneous teleportation action if people were in the places he thought was best.
I love that. So, teleport in and then teleport.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Yeah, it'll be a secondary
rearrange. Yeah.
Yeah, he's prepared. Yeah.
Yeah. You spawn into the map and then you have your moment to deploy your party members on the battlefield. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because he'd immediately gain, you know, perfect understanding, even of behind him, the dimensions of the room and the space. And so, yeah, he would just...
basically executing the Picard maneuver.
Yes. Yes.
Two places at once. Yeah.
That's right.
So, yes, the four of you drop into this... It looks like it could have been a large ballroom, or maybe is made in mockery of one or in reference to one. It's hard to kind of place it down. It's like nature has taken over an old grand ballroom.
Ooh, cool.
As soon as you step in, there is a... Well, step in. As soon as you arrive, it is dimly lit.
Mm-hmm.
But through, like, closed, shuttered windows, blinds, basically. Mm-hmm. But there is this kind of low red-orange sunset sunrise. Mm-hmm. But... this is also in the middle of the night because you guys haven't shifted that far in time zones. Right. So somebody is doing
not
something.
At all, I don't think.
Huh?
Not at all, I don't think.
Right. Yeah. It took me a second to understand. Yes. Yeah. Same time zone. There is enough illumination or with various magical senses to make out that there is a lot of jungle plant life. Big ferns, animals moving in underbrush. And for a large ballroom like this, it is densely packed. For those of you without appropriate, you know, senses to just see everything, like, you probably have the, like, something just brushed my leg, something crawled over my foot. This place is teeming with life. There is immediately this, like, low snarl of a jaguar behind, we'll say Helena. And it's like, it is right behind you, but there's like no movement with the sound, right? It's not coming towards you. It's just like, I am here. What are you doing? Warning.
Just visibly showing the sword.
Yeah.
Not like making a move to attack, but just, I have this.
I will poke you. Yep. Speaking of jaguar. Oh, all right. Can you growl for everybody? Okay. Krona's not being helpful.
He's been very helpful. He's been hunting.
That's true. He was also where my feet need to go. There are also, like, up towards the, you know, upper reaches of the ballroom, the sound of birds fluttering and moving. And there's enough of a cacophony of sound that there's probably quite a few of them. The room itself is pungent. There's a lot of smell in the room, both of like
Barney pungent or garden pungent.
Actually both. It is very, very overwhelming. And especially because you have, like, probably those more immediate senses of poop. Then flour comes in, and then other, like, perfumes and like human sweat. And layers of it. I mean, this is a Thyrsus's sanctum, and it is loaded with senses. Sorry, one second here. Go back to my notes. I'm going to assume that y'all got some mage sight on. So for Isabel, especially, with spirit sight, this place is packed. That's probably the vast majority of where your information is coming from, is seeing animal and plant spirits, like, hanging onto every single one of these things. Some immediately look fettered a couple, like the large jaguar behind Helena, are possessed. And then there are, and what would stand out to Legba's senses, sleepers. Or, well, yeah, I'll go ahead and tell you they're sleepers. Mm. Probably was an extra bit of info, but quite a few human folks in various mental states, ranging from currently sleeping to others who are catatonic and unconscious. A couple completely just blitzed out of their mind on alcohol, opium would be appropriate for the time period, or something more esoteric. There are some, let's be real, I try to keep this around the PG-13 range, but there are definitely some folks who are enjoying each other's bodies quietly-ish in the corner. And then just crossing.
They're doing.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, they're doing it like they're doing a Discovery Channel.
Yep. Go ahead, Chris.
Isabel's going to reach out to her cabal and place a spell upon them and herself. It's going to be a combined life and spirit spell. And the idea is to make them, to make us neutral.
Ooh, yeah, that's good.
I like that. Like ambient shielding,
ambient to the environment.
I like that.
So that we don't register as like super intriguing or prey or even predators or whatever.
Okay. That's great. Would you be willing to go ahead and spend a mana to make this effectively similar to incognito presence?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Done and done. I won't worry about potency because we'll treat this more similar to incognito presence, where it's going to be a clash rather than withstand to detection.
That's good.
But yeah, just suddenly very inert. And just to finish my little round out of description, there is to Legba's senses, and then momentarily Theo's senses, one of the bodies, one of the minds is in a heightened sense of violence and rage near one of the unconscious minds, and then the unconscious mind is gone. And Craig, your death sense senses a death amidst the sound of quite probably a lot of bugs, again, other animals, this like constant, it is not the like, in the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight levels of cozy jungle. This is like a cacophony of animal and insect sounds.
It must be artificial too, considering the territory a jaguar keeps.
Yeah, I'll say the sounds are not artificial. This place, oh yeah. Yeah.
I understand the sounds are natural. I just mean the relative proximity and the concentration.
Yep.
The density, rather. Density of life.
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is like somebody scooped up a chunk of the Amazon and shoved it. I know technically it wouldn't be the Amazon because we're in Mexico City, but actually, you know what? Screw it. It is from the Amazon. But it's like somebody scooped up all that life from like a mile or two and shoved it into this ballroom.
Cool.
Any idea what's going on here?
It's a sanctum. A good one, if I have to say.
Yeah, he's
well, a well-executed one.
You can take it.
Just, yeah, this is a impressive. There's a sanctum. Just looking on sort of
to transport. Or no, he would say, like what I say, it is small enough to teleport.
Steal it.
Steal a sanctum.
I don't want it. I know I could take it. I don't want it.
Fair enough. You let me know if you change your mind.
So is there like big like ballroom stairs up somewhere or is it like all decayed and shit?
There is I will say this. There doesn't appear to be like rot and decay. So for instance, there are like large pillars that are actually, are they pillars? Are they trees? Something in between, right? Cool. There is a set of the classic double stairs up to mezzanine upper level that are a cross between, you know, layered vines and, you know, branches. That definitely leads up to what would be a large, you know, mezzanine balcony that would look down into the hall and also be closer up to the various birds. Overall, this place is, well, while I said large ballroom, we're talking like 3-4 stories. So it is quite tall. Like it, like the birds up top are probably feeling pretty comfy high up away from the jaguar kind of vibes.
Right.
Ooh, I think it's time to grandstand. You know what that means? Legacy of Dame Baby. Everybody's locked in.
We'll let Chris take the lead here, though. But yes, this, yeah, I know. I'm true
just,
to have that.
Just expressing some out of character excitement about playing around with stuff. So this is totally Isabel and Chris's game. So,
yep. I think she'll do a spell that she's done before, which is to like amplify her vocal cords.
Oh yeah, cool.
Okay. With forces and life. And it'll just say, "Father, you have guests."
I dig that. There is a reply. There is a little bit of a like a laugh. Like he kind of digs your vibe. And yeah, it's you know, I've smoked cigars my whole life, but I'm also a theorist, so it doesn't actually harm me. Awesome. You know, voice going on, and in, you know,
the throat cancer is just for aesthetic purposes.
Correct. and in
aesthetically husky,
right? Actually, Chris, what language is Isabel saying that in?
Spanish.
Okay, that's what I figured, but. And he responds in, you know, probably a very nostalgic voice for Isabel, but that smooth, noble Spanish, mm-hmm. right? And says, "Daughter, oh, I do have guests." And like you can hear the voice, like it's somewhere up above you, and then is moving smooth and quickly about on the mezzanine, you know, and moving with enough sense of speed that it is clearly like inhumanly or enhanced speed, and definitely gives, you know, for probably more Helena and Theo. Maybe Legba, but Legba having 360 sense kind of diminish of this very like stalking, I'm getting behind you kind of sense. Helena's probably turning to follow the voice. Yeah.
In a message just to Legba.
Yeah.
Isabel will say, "I would like a possible retreat directly into the mines, if possible."
Done. Now? Or no, he would say, "Say the word."
As you guys are having your mental conversation, which is, you know, quick as lightning because speed of thought. Mm-hmm. Love it. Right. He continues moving and you can hear like quite intentionally like rustling sounds above, and then introduce me to your friends, daughter.
These are the members of the Coven of Purgatory Bluff. My sisters and brother.
He interrupts, and feel free to talk over him, but says, no. Introduce me to your friends.
Coven? This is the man whose seed contributed half of my being.
Like the smile is all teeth.
Just nodding.
Progenitor.
It's a rude way to say it, but not inaccurate. And the voice has like moved down the stairs. And like, as the sound kind of moves down, like you can see, you know, there's a human shape moving in the shadows and stuff like that. But once he descends, the animal activity and movement becomes much more excitable. And also moving away from him.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm. They know.
It's bold of you to come here.
Why do you feel that way?
To step directly into another mage's sanctum? It's daring.
I just came to visit my father. Him being in his sanctum is not something that his daughter was ever given to know.
It is
the very fact that he was alive is not something that she was given to know these past 20 years.
It is a shame how things worked out with your husband. You were supposed to stay longer. I don't know what drove you from that place.
The monsters?
They were there to kill your husband and to help you awaken.
He was the monster. Well, I didn't awaken.
I know. Something went wrong. Somebody meddled. And then we lost track of you. Until a decade or so ago.
Sure. Started making waves, so to speak.
Yes. Yes, it was very interesting having to explain that my seed had become a small nuisance.
Mm-hmm. Ever so sorry your pet project didn't turn out well.
Yep. As he's moving through, because I know what Helena is doing, and it's impossible to sneak up on Cloak. Theo, Craig, what is Baba Sarah's like vibe right now?
Quite accidentally, she sort of found herself in some shade and is sort of lurking in the shadows.
Have you pulled the blue lantern out so you're casting some extra light in the space?
Yeah, I think that fits the vibe.
Okay.
She's like an indistinct shape behind a blue lantern that doesn't actually seem to illuminate anything.
I like to think that she appears as though she's like an artistic representation, because, you know, considering like the mix of architecture and the jungle, it's like someone had put an old crone present there to represent progression of life.
Right. I like that. And yeah, so you end up, Baba Sarah has the little swoosh of movement near you, and like the voices, you know, behind you, kind of circling behind you, and saying, yes, a nuisance who found interesting friends, and like, and like, you know, moves through. And yeah, he's staying like out of arm's reach, mm-hmm. for Legba. This is, well, for Legba, this is like easy to track. For Helena, this isn't too bad. This is like, okay, there's a threat and following it. He's making sound. Like, none of this is so far, like, none of this. Theo might be the only person magically wise, senses wise, who might be at a little bit of a disadvantage. And she talks to dead people. So, like, a living maid walking around and can track his soul. Okay.
Yeah, I feel like Helena probably would have just sort of reflexively sharpened her eyes and hearing a bit more.
Sure. Yeah, little forces.
Drew, let me say this so I don't forget, and mm-hmm. then it doesn't have to be a bit of retcon. Legba, when he got here, wanted to look for something he could take, much in the same way as he, you know, mm-hmm. he does in many places where he might need to come back to it, so he doesn't have to rely on a connection to a person. Mm-hmm. So just with the outward and inward eye, an object of sufficient size that he deems he'd be able to put in his pocket quickly.
Yep.
In the moment of escape.
Perfect. And so, no, that does remind me. The ground is dirt. Like, yep. Okay. Yeah, it is soil and sand and grass in a like mixture that probably really shouldn't provide enough sustenance for the amount of plant life that's here, but he's a mage and he just cheats. So yeah, you can get like a big handful of dirt or find actually you probably wouldn't find a rock. Most of this is going to be like
if the organic. Walls have crumbled, you know.
Mm-hmm. What was that, Chris?
I said organic.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of this is going to be organic, but I guarantee you can find some broken bone or something like that that hasn't completely decayed and has become part of this floor. Okay. I like that. Yeah, so he makes comment of, you know, a nuisance who has found interesting friends. So why do you come to visit your father now?
Curiosity.
And what are you so curious about?
Who you really are? Shorn of fuzzy memories of my childhood.
Trying to think how he would say it. Yeah, I think he's just very, very straightforward in the, and what is it that you want to know? I'm sure you know I serve, how would he say it? It's 10 exarchs, right? Yeah. I serve the 10 gods. I wield power beyond normal mortal men. I command a city. You think
that defines you?
What I can do defines me? Yes.
Hmm. Find our first disagreement. It's not what you can do, but what you do in actuality.
I rule a city from the shadows. I have I'm blinking. I don't know if Mexico would have congressmen yet. I can't remember where we are in the timeline, but yeah, you know, I have agents that dance to my whim. I steer history.
Best hope that folly does not lead to that which you steer becoming mere history.
As an actual historical aside, this guy's losing in real history, by the way, because 1857 is when there's like this massive constitutional reform that like actually implements separation of church and state and things like that in Mexico. So,
yep.
Little tidbit.
Yep.
He wouldn't admit to that, though.
Yep. Well, in this reality,
it might not be happening. Yeah,
it is absolutely not happening.
You have so much power, and yet you still serve.
I think he, like, ooh, how does he handle that? Yeah, like he, like there's a, you know, shadowy nod of his head, and indeed, but there's no shame in that. The Exarchs are gods. And they've already won.
Legba says, then why do they still fight for control?
Man, how would he? I think this is a downside for not having like quips ready for everything. Yeah, no, I he's like, well, yeah, you have to. Yes, because humanity has free will.
Then it seems their victory is arrested.
You might see it that way.
There is no might.
Was my mother a part of your schemes?
She was aware of what I do.
Your plans for me?
She was enthusiastic. She was excited to. Sorry, guys. Sometimes I have to say stuff that just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, understandable.
Yeah. Yeah, she was excited to bear me a weapon.
Damn.
Actually, I don't even think he says weapon, a tool. The fact that you have awakened as a Thyrsus is unfortunate, but here we are.
I can't imagine myself any other way.
No, that is how awakenings work, but you were not supposed to be.
Supposed to is such a strong word.
Again, the meddling. If I find out who did that, I will have such strong words for them.
Oh?
You were supposed to be a tool, not somebody who could undo what I already can do.
I'm sorry, I was not made in your image then. She says that in English.
No, you were made in my image in the end.
A tool?
What's the problem?
A Thyrsis who runs a town, who has a faithful sleepwalker spouse. You are my.
I can't
my
see the big grin on my face right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't seek to dominate the town.
Oh, is that what you think? You can use whatever words you want, but you rule it. Look, you have your coven here who followed you here. Oh, for loyalty? I can hear you start to say it. I don't care how you manipulate them. They followed you here. You have a town that hangs on your every word. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Maybe I'm just likable.
Oh, I am too. Yeah. Yeah.
Not from where I'm standing, but.
I can confirm you are absolutely not likable.
Damn. It's like the first time Theo has said anything, and just from the shadows, the crone with the blue lantern.
Yes, no, you're not very likable. You are not likable.
Trash.
No, those who serve me find me quite likable, charismatic.
And yet, when you die, who will mourn you?
Many.
You think the oppressed will love you?
How does he say this? They are so firmly beneath my boot that they will mourn me, carry parades in my honor when I pass.
See, that's the problem, is you think you're wearing the boot. You're just a spike on it. And though you might be stomping on something, you fail to see that you're going in the ground as well.
Very nice.
You're a false god lapdog. It will be discarded in turn.
Anyways, your missionaries are no longer welcome in our town. Don't try that shit again.
Well, so be it. It is your territory. I would be a hypocrite to deny your control over it, so I will send word that they should depart.
They may be slightly floundering, leaderless right now, but I'm sure the message will get there.
Yes, I heard Natalia is missing.
Oh, and you're down a priest as well.
Like, and the voice drops a touch, like, going from the, like, this is amusing to, like, this is annoying now. It's like, wonderful. As he kind of moves.
Oh, yeah. But would very briefly just add to that and say, they both were touched by folly, and now they are history.
They were merely pawns. Sure. Speaking of, and like on cue. The double doors, which are kind of, you know, below the stairs, kind of creak open, and there's this like oil lamp light coming from what is clearly like a hallway in an actual house or building. Like he steps back over, and now you can actually see this guy, and he is fiercest out. Like he is wearing like a jaguar pelt, which like, and not just like, oh, I've just like killed a jaguar and worn it. Like it has been done up, probably actually with, like, by your experience, like this is like Mayan royalty, right? Kind of look. And he has, you know, blood across and around his mouth. You can see it on his fingers and his hands. Like, guy is ripped. But, you know, that could be just magic. But you do recognize, as the doors open, the man who enters and immediately is staring daggers across at Legba.
Oh, I see. Is it Bool? Okay.
More old cool. Salazar.
Oh, Salazar.
Yeah. Who is dressed up like a Mayan priest. And, you know, steps forward, and like he has like actually he probably has the same ritual knife that he had before, and like looks across and like sees all of you, doesn't recognize Helena.
I'm just like, I
know Helena's,
there's
like,
something going on here, but...
Do we know this guy?
Helena's like, I hear the dramatic music, but I don't know who the fuck that guy is.
What's the meme? I feel bad for you. I don't think about you at all. But you know, looking across, and so like you have that moment of like seeing your, and your dad from your memories does not appear to have aged a day.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. Right. So there is that like dissonance that like I expected him to be like 20 years older, you know.
I don't think she expected him to be older.
I guess it's true.
I think some part of her knew that he was a theorist too.
Yeah. And stands there beside Salazar and like runs his finger down Salazar's cheek. And looks over at Legba and says, you did so well training this one.
You did what?
Legba takes a big deep breath and lets it out and says, I did not train him. He was refractory to training. I merely did what was right. Gave a broken man a chance to walk the right path. But the blood that lay at his feet yet attracted him more, and he followed it to you. You trained him.
I guess I did. It's a much better tool. And, like, takes the knife from Salazar. For those of you with Prime Sight, you would recognize that this is like holding a sacramental, sacrament / sacrifice, yantra to it. Nods to Salazar, and Salazar just kind of just takes a step back and just waits obediently. And you know, this is dad flexing a little bit, and says, "Yeah, you know, I think you hear him speak for everybody. You would normally not be able to understand, but universal translator over here, recognizing in like ancient Mayan, you know, speaking, you know, basically stay there." Like Salazar looks like he's about to depart. He's dropping. It's like, oh no, okay, I'll stay here, and like looks cowed, which compared to the Salazar most of you knew was that's not how he, you know, behaves.
This is not the life he believed he was going to have.
Definitely not. I keep saying Jose. We'll go ahead and put his name out there. Which does mean in retrospect, because Chris, we worked out the
Jose
name.
Jose the Horse.
I was gonna say
it's a common name.
Yep.
Joseph.
Yep. But steps back into the shadows, and like at this point, like the attitude has changed, and like instead of just moving about, like there's definitely like more of a stalking presence, especially because now he's like backlit and striding forward. He says, "Now, you have stepped into my sanctum, where I am powerful. I have heard your plea. I will withdraw my missionaries. Now depart, or I will consider you trespassing."
You're twitching.
Yeah.
Of all the days for Chris to not have a camera.
I'm really going through it over here.
It's a good time. Yeah. Theorist's hackles raised.
It's you like, can probably hear so the stupid.
It's I know. So stupid.
I know.
But it's like, I don't
roll some dice.
Are you ready for the mine?
So be it.
And when he tries to stab me, take us.
You have my word.
And then I will just simply try and, as fast as possible, draw and fire off a lightning bolt at him.
Yes!
I love it.
Okay. Yes! Oh! Yep.
Legba. Oh, does Legba want to help with this? Oh, jeez. Okay. Drew. Legba's not going to tell anybody this if it's something you think that would fit with his how he thinks about this. I think this might violate his presumption against violence, but if not, he would create a distortion in space such that the lightning bolt would traverse the space instantaneously, much more quickly than
definitely the feel could like predict. That's going to be
cool. Yeah,
okay, yeah, fair enough. Good, thank you.
All right. Let's see here. How do we do? I guess we just do an initiative.
Yeah.
Yep.
This is also pretty cool. Much better than pooping on the ground.
Let's see. Combat. Where's initiative?
Fuck you, Dad. I'm out.
No, not a good roll.
It's D10. Yeah, D10 plus an initiative. Okay.
Yeah.
Are we all rolling initiative?
No. Just to see whether or not. Yeah, it's okay. I can ignore your roll, Craig. It's no big deal. This is just.
Yeah, I figured this would be a Isabel and Dad thing.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Man, what'd you roll? Just a 2.
A 2? Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, there is the like hand. Like I imagine you're drawing. Are you drawing your pistol?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. The revolver to let loose some Althoth lightning.
Yep.
Yep. And yeah, he like I imagine there is the like the stare down. And then he sees you moving to draw, and he's just so fast.
Yeah.
And just you feel the knife like pierce your skin for that like second. You feel the welling pain, and then you all are just gone in the mines. And so you have
taking the knife.
You guys are, you're using teleport?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Adding it as a separate subject, I guess. Yeah. Go ahead, Chris.
Sorry, it was not clear.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted him to come with us.
Oh, yeah. Great. Okay. Oh, okay, cool. Fantastic.
Well, yeah, you can definitely do that.
Oh, it's happening. I was hoping for that. That's what you meant. Okay, great. Wonderful.
I just figured out my plan, I think.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm yeah, this is great.
We're cool. Going into the shadow. That's right. Yes. Oh, yes. That's all you promised her. Oh, it's so good. So oh, I'm so excited.
This one, we will need a clash of wills.
Makes sense to me. Yep.
Let's see here. Against your, I guess it's just going to be your gnosis in space. You don't get to add any bonus from duration.
Why not? I'm pumping up the duration. You can do that.
You can. Would you have?
Because I'm going to teleport somebody aggressively. Yeah. Okay. Like we've done this before.
True. Let's see here. And then I have to remember. Yeah.
He also has so okay, cool. Let's go. Let's see.
Oof, that's a bunch.
That's a couple tens.
Ooh, geez, seven. All right, let's see what happens here. Oh, that's right, I do. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. All right, we got a gnosis of space. There we go. Yep, that's right. We got gnosis space. Unless we got to click Arcana first. What's this? Let's see.
Advantage of telepathy being take us to the mines. Has very clear clarity expressing via telepathy.
I was realizing that I was like, oh, I did not say this explicitly enough to fantastic. Get the point across.
Instantaneous. Gonna be or that's right. Bend Willy.
Let's try. I didn't spend a willpower.
Seven.
You rolled seven successes.
Let's see what else. No, just the fact that it's a praxis. All right.
That is six successes versus seven.
Yep. Yep.
No.
So, yeah. All wait, of let me you. Think
about this. Hold on, real quick. There's a clash. Let's
see. You've got willpower. Yeah, unless
there's anything we can do to help, right?
Well, I'm trying to think about with the praxis.
Nope. Praxis isn't going to help you with a clash. It'll help you.
Why does the clash happen?
Because he is warded against teleportation, like being moved.
He is warded?
He is warded.
Not the space? Okay.
Yep.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. He's not getting. Oh my gosh, who was the guy in the rookery? You guys yoinked him and just beat him down.
The big scary Goro guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like, this is going to be a boss fight. You guys said, we're coming here. Right. We're going to stomp him.
Yeah.
The stalker? That's not right. Is it?
Yeah, it's the stalker. Yeah, that's right.
Gosh, Drew, why'd you have to roll seven successes? This was going to be so much fun.
Yep. This was going to be so cool.
Yeah.
Why didn't you have some fun, Drew?
Do it again.
Yeah, nope. Well, now that's it. You do have a connection to him. So,
do it again.
Narratively speaking,
Blake was feeling triumphant.
How much damage do I take, by the way?
Yeah, before we do all that, yes, let's resolve our initial action here of you all teleporting. Sure. Arriving deep within the mines, in utter darkness. You are, fortunately, Dad did not come along. So you have like this, like, you know, large paper cut. You know, it's a little deeper than that, but you know, it's this fairly small thing. And you immediately feel just between your sense of life and stuff like that. Actually, hang on. I might have to roll a clash of wills. What's the attainment for life?
Life four.
For life four?
Body.
Yeah. Do you have that?
That'd be really impressive if I had life 4, huh?
Oh, that's mm-hmm. where you go. Yeah. Life 3. Excuse me. Sorry. I couldn't remember if it was at. No, life 3 is going to be targeted summoning anyways. So, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you feel immediately a very fast acting poison.
Cool.
Like, this is a small little, you know, barely penetrated cut, and you're like, mm-hmm. my shoulder is on fire.
Mm. I think Isabel is like, I'm probably going to pass out in a second.
I think I have enough life points to stop a poison.
I wouldn't be surprised if Isabel does too. It's just whether or not you're going to manage
it. Yeah, it's if she's in the state of mind to do it right now.
Yeah, I think she does.
Okay.
Yeah, can roll a spell. Is it magical poison though?
Yes and no. It is yes in the fact magical, that
but natural.
Great.
Yeah, okay. More like, do I need to roll a Clash of Wills for it?
You do not need to roll a Clash of Wills. You are going to need a lot of potency.
I see.
A magically enhanced natural poison.
Yeah, technically, I guess the game categorizes it as a disease. But yes, for those following along wondering what the hell is Drew doing, this is technically contagion.
Huh. Ooh, yeah.
Oh, actually, it actually does have a rule right here. So we can start with this before we jump into the magic. It is requiring a stamina plus resolve roll to resist contracting it. Reduced by
so I do that first.
Correct. Reduced by the severity, which is the potency. So it is going to be stamina plus resolve minus 6.
Oh, cool. Chance die.
Legba's immediately gonna
willpower 2.
Cast an instant spell to increase.
I mean, I have to do this first.
Oh, that's right. He doesn't know. Yep. Fair enough. Yep. It's before anything. Yep. Fair enough. Yep.
The minus 6.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget, you do have Fool's Rush in as well.
Oh, sick. Yeah. Hell yeah. Only at a minus 1.
Oh, wait a minute. Did I?
Oh.
Oh. Okay.
I forgot the rule of Fool's Rush in dice.
Ooh. You didn't add the 2 dice from Fool's Rush in?
No. No, right, that was 1 Yantra. And
guys, coming.
Yep. Dad might be coming along.
I was going to say, do I need to roll up the spell to have like turned on night vision when we ended up in here?
No, that's...
I have it like as a praxis. It's...
Yeah, the only thing... That, no. Dad not coming along.
Okay. No retcon coming.
No.
We do not get weekend passes to retcon.
Okay. So yeah, let me jump over to... you can start working out a spell to actually try and cure your poison. It is a potency of 6 that you are fighting. Well, I very quickly, I don't think you have like an immediate oh crap disease situation here. Where is this at?
This would be a primary potency, right?
Oh yeah.
So just clear it.
It's a cure, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm going to call treatment, blah, blah, blah.
How quickly does this thing start to take affecting me? Because
That's interesting. That's
how many yantras I get.
Right. Technically, it says resisting the damage requires a reflexive stamina plus resolve roll. This isn't contested, but modified by the severity of the disease. Only one success is necessary to avoid damage each time. And I'm like, okay, how often? So I might have to open the blue book.
I see. I mean... Possibly but hourly.
I would imagine like hourly. Like, you're gonna have time to like work up a good proper spell.
The, like toxicity stuff works for like drugs and stuff.
Right.
So, all right. It's gonna be her.
Yeah, drugs are worth out.
Shadow name stuff works here. Not really.
I don't think so.
Like the rain washing away? I don't know.
I don't quite think so.
Yeah, that's fair. We'll go Soulstone and sure there's a path tool that I can't think of right now, but
one on hand for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Cave.
The blue book.
Cave is listed right there. We got an expanded stuff.
The storyteller should set a benchmark of how many rolls the character needs to succeed at in a row for the disease to go into remission. Still no examples. Onyx path.
Why are you like this? Like seven.
Yeah, just vibes based GMing.
Hell yeah.
Feels good.
What do you feel like it should be?
Nice, I feel like everybody should die. Potency.
Oh, great. Dude, with seven die? No problem. Yeah.
Two successes.
Yeah. Right. So, and especially because you are pulling nice. On a couple yantras there, right? There's probably that, like, this feels bad. Work it up. It's like, don't panic. Everybody remain calm. Yep. All right.
The yantra for her soul stone is that she fires a couple shots into the ground and then presses the warm barrel to the wound.
Ooh, yeah. Cauterize it with a hot gun barrel. Yeah.
That's hardcore.
Yeah.
I like that. So with your plus four yantra bonus, that's what, like 2-3 yantras there?
Just two.
Okay. Two turns.
Her dedicated soul stone and then her just a path tool.
Cool. Okay.
So I'll be right back.
Okay. Yeah, and I guess there's technically no need to try and yoink Jose into the cave immediately.
I think that plan's gone.
Okay. Like, because it is something you could work.
It's expected at this point. He knows the cost against trying to doing it.
Oh, that's true. Yep.
It was just going for the 1-2 punch of to the cave, to the shadow.
Yep.
Which would have been hella sick, like, with his dagger in me, to then just like, go, all right, buddy, you want to be a theorist? Time to be a theorist.
Meet my friend.
So she, like, does that, like, has to like peel her shirt back and get to the wound and then just like slumps down against the wall. It's like, well,
that's my dad.
So great. and sitting there like collecting herself still in, oh yeah, she wasn't even in her shadow name, so I don't even know why I consider that as a yantra. So that she's sitting there and like pulls out her pouch and starts refilling the emptied chambers of her revolver.
Yep.
With fresh bullets as it just sort of winding down.
Something to do. Yeah.
Yeah.
And immediately, like, Catherine and Jules are in your guys' head.
Hey.
Yeah. If you're in, like, you know, the quiet, like, all right, head count. Is everybody here?
We're all fine.
Like, Jules is like, liar.
I'm perfectly fine now. Just a little scratch.
And to catch Ralph up.
Thank you.
Chris, I mean, it's cauterized, healed wound, and then Chris is tapping out on Yoink Dad here plan, just because at this point it is now expected.
We lost the element of surprise.
Yep.
So
okay.
And Jules is basically
do it again.
No. He like Chris is going like
no, it's not a good idea anymore.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Fair enough. Yep.
You're good.
Tapping out. See, I thought you were saying tapping out in the sense of typing, like tapping it out with like
yeah.
Like Chris was gonna tap it because hey, it's a message for me when I get back. Yeah.
Yeah, it's already smells already tapped.
I get it. Yeah.
Jules calling Isabel a liar, saying that she's okay.
But it's really just a scratch. Everyone else here can confirm that.
Really a scratch.
I can hear tone, even telepathically, ma'am.
Legba sends him, you know, just in a wireframe, right? Like grayscale. Scratch this big. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Could have been worse, but it's fine. It wasn't.
Okay. Well, and you know, Catherine there is like, okay, well, in that case, are we okay?
Well, we're until the end.
Everything was fine until it wasn't.
He had said that the missionaries would be withdrawn and they wouldn't send any more, but then
I don't like being told what to do.
And like from Legba your guys
actually laughs. Legba really laughs at that, thinking it's a joke because she makes jokes a lot, right?
But also
it's better. Sorry, Legba, that was a moment of genuine character reflection.
And from your guys' experience, you definitely have a fairly confident sense that, like, hostilities are probably ended. Like, you all were, well, for the moment, right? You all stayed too long. There was a trespassing. You were stabbed. Now you're no longer trespassing. Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he did what he said he was going to do.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He did tell us that if you don't leave now, and yeah, well.
Man of his word, my father, apparently.
Apparently.
She just like spits on the ground.
I don't like your father very much.
That's okay. I don't either.
Yeah. Jules across the line is like, I've never met the man and I hate him.
When she spits on the ground, Legba winces a little bit. He says, I'm not sure Niakis would appreciate that gesture here.
Apologies. She like wipes it up onto her pants.
Yep. Well, and Jules continuing. Well, oh no, excuse me, Catherine continuing. Well, if everybody is safe, then it is well past time for everybody to be in bed.
True.
I have to handle children tomorrow.
Yep. Helen is like, I used to command teams. I used to kiss your ass.
Now I have to wrangle kids.
Mm-hmm. Just for flavor, in case there's any poison left around the wound and stuff, like, Theo's just going to render it inert.
Sure, yeah.
But you're going to ask to have it.
No, I can make poison anytime I want.
Yeah. You can make poisonous substances, but poison. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's a
biological agent, right? There are lots of things that are just...
You can make poison. Like, you can't make venom.
Yeah, so that's a good way to put it. But I can make Yeah. But in this case, yeah, no, this is more... Well, it is definitely a diseased thing. But yeah. Little death magic. I kill everything that isn't Isabel with a little matter magic. I get rid of anything that isn't skin. All right, we good. So yeah. Well,
like the muses briefly says, hope you didn't leave any of your blood on his knife.
You can fix that, can't you?
Retroactively. Oh, I guess you could possibly find that connection and sever it, but
yeah, that's what he's trying to think about. He's trying to think about
sever your connection to your blood,
to that bit of blood.
And then he says, oh, this is what he does actually. He says, if you will allow me, Isabel, just for prudence' sake, I'm going to place a rather specific spell of protection on you. And kind of like an inversion of a fifth level spell wherein you cannot create connections.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Which is what he's working on for his final legacy attainment. That field of no connection. He's going to place a spell on her so that any connections specifically keyed to her flesh, anything related to things that aren't part of her body right now, cannot be used. So they exist, but they can't be used.
I like that.
And it's going to put prime in there as well, so they're untrue, right? So the connections exist. He can't erase the connections, but he can make it such that they aren't valid when they're not part of her body right now for whatever this temporary period it is. He's going to try that. You know, Drew, you're the one to determine how that works.
I would go ahead and say that you work it and realize that probably need life for this to nail down that like specificity.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Cause you need a dot of something for ban, right?
Yep.
That's my thought
too.
That said, I will go ahead and above board, not something you need to be concerned with.
Yeah.
That said, I do understand. Legba's I want to experiment. Let me try this.
Exactly.
I was going to say in character, I think she sees you start like working and she's like, no, it's fine. I don't feel a need to cover our tracks.
Dude knows where y'all live.
Also, would he need that blood in particular? He's your father. His blood is yours.
There's some ritual there. Yeah, some symbolism. Which I imagine is the conversation you all have as like after Isabel has her little sit down. You know, after the like adrenaline spike and fall, you all head towards your homes. Catherine, walking with Jules, Maria, and Lorena back and meeting at the bridge, and then going back with Theo back to the house and the Pilars and Jules Lamb, going back to their place, and just like the kind of like tired but meandering conversations of mages who just have to keep thinking about stuff and questions and that gnosis that just constantly has you asking questions. A couple hours from now, dawn will arise. Farmers will get out of their homes and start their chores, and missionaries will begin packing their bags without so much as a goodbye. And they hit the dusty trails shortly after dawn.
As they go to lay down in bed, in English, talking to Jules, Isabel will say, do you think it's too late to have people refer to me as Mrs. Lamb?
Like there's this quiet little like sobbing. Oh. But no, and Jules is like, sweetie, that is a question for the morning. I don't think anybody would say any other thing, but can we please sleep? It has been a night.
And she just touches his forehead and sends him. Because she knows she's not going to sleep tonight.
Right.
Oh, yeah. Sniper adrenalized.
Yep.
You know what? Yeah, just
as a, ooh, hang on.
This is the last thing. I think she just goes and sits like in a, like a, just a wooden dining chair kicked up with her feet at the foot of her girl's bed and just kind of sits there with her hat tilted down a little bit.
Yep.
And watches over her girls for the night.
Yep. Very good.
That's really great.
So, thank you all for joining us. As always, we would love to hear from y'all. If you're enjoying the show, stuff like that, share it with your friends, post some comments. It helps the algorithm. Like, comment, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. But really, you know, whatever. Thanks. Come by Discord. That's way cooler. www.yeetinto.space. Come chat about the show. Come chat about the latest episode. At this point in time in the universe, some folks have already caught up on the last episodes. So yeah, we know more episodes are coming. Not that you're going to hear this, but we're working on it. And we have big plans. You will
have heard this.
That's true.
And watched several more episodes.
Yeah. By the time you're watching this, there are more episodes coming because, you know, we're doing this in arcs. And we have plans ahead. And then if you do want to support us monetarily, absolutely not necessary, but you can do that at www.staylucky.club. Join the Patreon. It's been a while since I mentioned it, but yeah, you can become a sleepwalker. It's the $10 plan, I think, and come hang out in the cultist chat where I pay a little bit more attention to that channel than any of the other Discord channels. But otherwise, you know, just come by, hang out. No big deal. And we will see you on the next episode.
Bye. Bye.